A second American infected with Ebola in Liberia is expected to arrive back in the U.S. tomorrow. The plan is to bring her to the same infectious disease unit in Atlanta that's already treating the other Ebola patient flown home from Liberia. But back in West Africa, the outbreak is still taking lives, nearly 900 people killed so far. The virus is highly contagious, as you know, spreading through contact with the bodily fluids of infected people. That's a big concern in a country like Liberia. Listen to how this Baptist minister warned his congregation there when the outbreak first started.
I told them we need to take this information serious because it's dangerous to the community of Liberia, because Liberia is a community that's full of congestion. You go in the hospital, you go in the banking hall, you go in the school, you go in the street. People are just congested. There's no such thing in Liberia like space.
Now, sadly, Pastor Peter Flomo tells us he has firsthand experience with Ebola. He's had a nurse in the congregation die from the virus. And he says there's a new rule for funerals in his church. No corpses allowed.
We do what we call memorial services, but we'll not allow the corpse to come into the church service.
Families of people infected with Ebola get a visit from the pastor. He says the first thing he does is lead them in prayer.
The second thing is to educate them to follow proper hygiene. Cleanliness is a rule of the day. Wash your hand. Do the procedure before the kids eat. Use bleaches. Clean the blanket. Clean the bags. I'm educating them. Let's do it.
Easier said than done, though. Most homes in Liberia do not have proper sanitation, so Flomo is raising money to buy plastic buckets, one for every household in Liberia. The bucket holds a solution of water and bleach and has a faucet at the bottom. It's to encourage everyone to wash their hands.
You come into the home before the entrance of the house, always wash their hand. They have to have their hand washed with the bleach water in the bucket.
He says Ebola may be incurable, but a simple step like washing your hands could at least help stop the disease from spreading. Peter Flomo is pastor of the Eternal Love Baptist Church in Lower Johnsonville, Liberia, and president of the charity Teamwork Africa.